This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
It's been a little over a month since my inauguration, and I want to take this moment to update the nation on the progress I've made in keeping those promises. Since my election, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, Sprint, SoftBank, Lockheed, Intel, Walmart, and many others have announced that they will invest billions and billions of dollars in the United States and will create tens of thousands of new American jobs.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Did you see that speech last night? My God. I got to tell you, probably the best State of the Union speech I've ever seen, even though it's not officially the State of the Union speech. And by the way, that little soundbite that I just played for you, that was Donald Trump getting huge applause from the assembled legislators. And, of course, many people stood up. He got a standing ovation. But there was one person that remained seated with a sour, dour look on her face, and that was Nancy Pelosi. I got to tell you, and I'm going to go through the speech for you in case you missed it, and also I want to give you my analysis. But if you can't clap for that, if you can't clap for the fact that Trump is hailing the creation of private sector jobs by American companies. Oh, and by the way, did you see today the stock market is up over 21,000? The stock market went nuts today. Do you think that the speech maybe had something to do with it? Oh, yeah, maybe. So everybody was talking today, and especially the Democrats, and I've got some sound bites for you as well, about the Democrat reaction, both good and bad. And also there was another moment which was amazing when Trump talked about Ryan Owens, the Navy SEAL that was killed. I'm going to get into that as well. What's up with the Democrats wearing white? It was said that they were there, that the women in the crowd, that the Democrats were wearing white to, something having to do with women's suffragette or something, because they wore white. But to me, it reminded me of the Ku Klux Klan. Minus the hoods. That's what it looked like to me. And let's not forget that the the Democrats, the Klan is, you know, part of the Democrat Party. They are interwoven within the history of the Klan and the Democrat Party, and we can't forget that. And that's what it looked like to me, frankly. It looked like some Klan's women that were sitting in the audience giving the thumbs down. At this point, the Democrats really look like just petulant children that are not getting their way. And I don't think they're going to get their way, frankly. Some of my thoughts as well, it was... very presidential. This is the funny part. Is everybody was talking about how presidential it was. Oh, it was very presidential. Very, very. Tonight, Trump became presidential. There was a lot of actually Democrats that said that as well, that Trump looked presidential. And some of the themes that he was talking about as well, they were like, oh, wow. Is this true? Is this guy really talking about... economic nationalism? Yeah, he's been talking about that for a long time, but you guys haven't been paying attention, frankly. It's as if all of a sudden they just Democrats started paying attention. Perhaps they should have paid attention more, because as I saw that speech, frankly, it was, and I know that a lot of the pundits were saying that, oh yeah, that was just a Trump speech that he has made. Well, he did touch on some of the same themes that he's talked about throughout the campaign. So for the people that have been paying attention, that was vintage Trump. It was a little more, the speech was a little more polished. I thought he could have injected a little more of his Trump humor in it. He was very serious. He looked really good, I thought. Okay, looked like he lost a little weight or something. He didn't have as much of the spray tan on. I don't know. He looked good. He looked, I dare say, a presidential. the reaction from Americans. CNN took a poll last night after the president's speech. 57% of Americans had a positive view of President Trump's speech last night to Congress. Okay. And these were not the numbers that CNN or the Democrats were expecting. And it gets better. After watching the speech, 69% of viewers thought President Trump's policies will move the country forward. Wow. But this was interesting. CNN tried to downplay their own their own poll. Listen, they tried to downplay their own poll.
We did an instant poll, CNN ORC poll, among those people who actually watched the speech.
And that's an important thing to remember, because, of course, people who watch the speech are, when a Republican president delivers a speech like this to a joint session, more inclined that Republicans will watch the speech. We saw this with Democratic presidents and Republican presidents. That is true tonight as well. That being said, Donald Trump got some great reviews tonight. Take a look at these first numbers, reaction to the speech. 57% of speech watchers had a very positive reaction, 21% somewhat positive, 21% negative. Then we asked if Donald Trump's policies will indeed move the country in the right direction or the wrong direction. 69% of speech watchers say his policies are going to move the country in the right direction. Wrong direction, 26%. And take a look at that 69%, because he grew over the course of the speech. Pre-speech, 58% of the speech watchers said they thought his policies were going to move the country in the right direction. After watching the speech, that went up 11 points to 69%. And finally, did the speech make the country more optimistic, or at least those watching the speech? 69% of speech watchers, again, a very high number there for Donald Trump, are more optimistic about the future, about the country, having watched Donald Trump's speech, 28% more pessimistic.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Say it ain't so, Mr. Bill. Yeah. He's growing up right before our eyes, our little boy. He's becoming presidential. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Democrats are in trouble. We'll be right back.
When you feel down and out, Edward Woodson Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Some of the takeaways from last night. I've got a lot of reaction from both Republicans and Democrats, mostly from Democrats. They were, it's interesting. You're seeing now how it's starting to set in, the realization that Trump's not going anywhere. There's going to be no impeachment. If Trump continues going the way he's going, he's going to be president for the next 8 years. Okay? That was quite apparent last night. Even Democrats are starting to realize it, and I've got some sound bites about that. But first, I want to play for you some of the audio from last night. Here is Trump. He talked a lot about, and by the way, the speech was, I got to tell you, it was, again, it was probably the best speech that he's ever given. You see Trump really kind of growing into the job, right? And look, he's never been a politician. He was never a politician, never ran for office. The really the amazing thing when you see Trump is that he never held office. He never ran for office. I mean, student body president, nothing. And this guy's the president of the United States. You know, it still trips me out to see that this guy is the president of the United States. Just to see the optics last night. You know, when the sergeant of arms comes out and he says, and he introduces the president, you know, and the president comes through the doors and then down, comes down, shakes everybody's hand. Again, it trips me out to see this. Anyway, I want to play for you some portions of the speech from last night. He talks about how
all the nations of the world, friend or foe, will find that America is strong, America is proud, and America is free. In 9 years, the United States will celebrate the 250th anniversary of our founding, 250 years since the day we declared our independence. It will be one of the great milestones in the history of the world. But what will America look like as we reach our 250th year? What kind of country will we leave for our children? I will not allow the mistakes of recent decades past to define the course of our future. For too long, we've watched our middle class shrink as we've exported our jobs and wealth to foreign countries. We financed and built one global project after another, but ignored the fates of our children in the inner cities of Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, and so many other places throughout our land. We've defended the borders of other nations while leaving our own borders wide open for anyone to cross and for drugs to pour in at a now unprecedented rate. And we've spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while our infrastructure at home has so badly crumbled. Then in 2016, the earth shifted beneath our feet. The rebellion started as a quiet protest spoken by families of all colors and creeds, families who just wanted a fair shot for their children and a fair hearing for their concerns. But then the quiet voices became a loud chorus as thousands of citizens now spoke out together from cities small and large all across our country. Finally, the chorus became an earthquake, and the people turned out by the tens of millions, and they were all united by one very simple but crucial demand, that America must put its own citizens first, because only then can we truly make America great again.
Bam! His His message was about American economic nationalism. He talked about bringing America back. He talked about creating infrastructure projects. Which, by the way, he talked about spending $1 trillion in new infrastructure projects. That is a decidedly un-Republican thing, okay? He put it out there so the Democrats actually would, they can't help but applaud that. I mean, it's like, you know, it's an infrastructure plan. It's what, Obama talked about shovel-ready jobs. It was the first thing he did, except for the fact that I think that he's actually going to do something. Because, you know, the shovel-ready jobs were actually shovel-ready, and there was actually no jobs. Remember that? He talked about also the Obamacare and how to make it better. He also talked a little bit about the border security, immigration. He talked about the failed trade deals that have crippled American businesses in the past. Again, a very un-Republican stance, if you will. He talked again about putting America first. About the look, he talked also. And, you know, this is the common theme about he's not the president of the world. He said he's not the president of the world. He's the president of America. And this is what I've always I've had a problem with this. I think most people have for the longest time. It's been about the world, right? The world. It's not about the world. Okay? I mean, look, I want no ill will towards anyone. Any other countries, but ultimately, if you can't help yourself, then you can't help anyone else, right? So, you know, we talked again about how there is no world anthem, there's no world currency along those lines, those themes. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling, way down inside. Honey, you need.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So did you? I don't know if you heard this. Oprah Winfrey now is talking about how she thinks she can now run for president given the success of Donald Trump. Yeah, Oprah. Oprah's going to run for president. You know, because she thinks because she was able to take on Phil Donahue and beat him in the race. I swear, there was a story today, a bunch of stories that are that trending online, saying that because, you know, she beat Phil Donahue in the ratings war back in the 80s, that she thinks she could be president or some such thing. And she thinks that, you know, she says that she didn't think she was qualified to run for president, but now, given Trump's success, she thinks she can run now. Okay? Even though, by the way, she attended that same church that Barack Hussein Obama attended in Chicago, Reverend Wright's Church. So, you know, what could go wrong with that? So today, the Democrats now find themselves. By the way, yesterday, you can mark this down on your calendars. February 28th. 2017 is the day the Democrat Party died, basically. They are now going to go the way of the Whig Party. Mark my words, this is literally the beginning of the end. We've seen this trend, though, for a while, haven't we? Yes, we have. But I think this will be hastened now. There is a danger that the Democrats now are going to become more and more irrelevant. They are now becoming the party of no, rather than the party of resistance or the party of opposition. They're just going to be the party of no. Even though, again, it's hard to argue with Trump and his messaging, frankly, because what he's talking about is economic nationalism. He's talking about a lot of themes that you would think the Democrats would get behind. i.e., these trade deals, getting rid of TPP. That's kind of a Bernie Sanders deal. Talking about, for instance, he talked last night about leaving in the provision for pre-existing conditions, not denying someone insurance because of pre-existing conditions. Again, that's one of the things that Democrats always wanted. He talked about, for instance, or he has hinted about the Dreamers, about quite possibly having a pathway to not citizenship, but a legal status, and about the Dreamers that came here at a young age. So he's talked about that. Again, things that you would think that Democrats would be on board for. And trust me, there is a danger here of the Democrat Party, frankly, being, again, irrelevant going forward, really. I mean, there comes a point in time when if you're just going to say no for the sake of saying no, you lose any legitimacy that you've had. I want to go back to the speech last night. He talked about, and this is very, very, very important. And again, something that Democrats have talked about for a long time. I want to play this section of the speech. He talked about meeting with the people from Harley-Davidson.
Currently, when we ship products out of America, many other countries make us pay very high tariffs and taxes. But when foreign companies ship their products into America, we charge them nothing or almost nothing. I just met with officials and workers from a great American company.
And by the way, I don't think people understand that, that American products, the reason why they're so expensive overseas is because of these tariffs that are put on, and it basically makes it impossible for people in those countries to buy American products. You know, the flat screen TV that you have here in America for $350 for a 42-inch flat screen TV that you can just pick up for $350 or you know, even less, that thing will cost you like $5,000 in Ecuador, for instance. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. So that's, again, something that the Democrats, you'd think they'd get behind. But no, listen.
Harley-Davidson. In fact, they proudly displayed five of their magnificent motorcycles made in the USA on the front lawn of the White House. And they wanted me to ride one, and I said, no, thank you. At our meeting, I asked them, how are you doing? How is business? They said that it's good. I asked them further, how are you doing with other countries, mainly international sales? They told me without even complaining, because they have been so mistreated for so long that they've become used to it, that it's very hard to do business with other countries because they tax our goods at such a high rate. They said that in the case of another country, they tax their motorcycles at 100%. They weren't even asking for a change, but I am. I believe.
Bam. Again, winning. This is a message, frankly, that is a winner politically. Even Chris Matthews said as much. Okay, now look, if Chris Matthews is starting to come on the side of Donald Trump, let me tell you, the Democrat Party has major problems here because it wasn't just Chris Matthews. It was Rachel Maddow. There was others, Van Jones. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, I want to play this for you because this is exactly what Trump is talking about. And Chris Matthews is like, okay, that's a winner.
The power of that moment. There she is, a regular woman who's lost her spouse. And I thought the powerful political moment, and I was watching it all, and I watched when the Democrats did get up too, and even Tim Ryan, the VP nominee of the Democratic Party. I think this line of economic nationalism works. I think left, right, and center, I think people have a sense of righteous indignation, right or wrong, that we have been screwed worldwide. We must restart the engine of the American economy, make it easier for companies to do business in the United States and much harder for companies to leave. I thought that was a winner politically. I think that's probably the reason he was elected in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. It is his winning ticket, economic nationalism. I don't think the other stuff, I mean, I think the immigration thing, he pulled back. He didn't do what we were promised at the luncheon at the
No, the only change on immigration is that he didn't say Mexico was going to pay for the wall this time.
No, but he didn't do what we were told he was going to do, offer a chance to live here.
So, Chris Matthews, right there, talking about Trump's economic nationalism is a winner politically. Absolutely. The funny thing to me is that all of a sudden they're just starting to wake up to this messaging, because this is what Donald Trump has been consistently talking about throughout the primaries, talked about it throughout the campaign, and it's almost as if they're just now starting to figure this out. And Chris Matthews is starting to realize, well, that's why he won. He won in all those blue states. Yeah. Yeah. Because he had a message, and Hillary Clinton didn't have a message, and the Democrat Party didn't have a message, and the Democrat Party still doesn't have a message. You can't just sit there and say, no, 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 no. You can't sit there and cry wolf all the time, because guess what? People don't believe you anymore. Uh-oh. Mark it down. I'm telling you. February 28th, 2017. The day the Democrat Party died. And do not doubt me on this. We'll be right back.
You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Trump flipped the script on the media last night. He sent Democrats scrambling for new talking points, but of course the hacks have no idea what to say. Here to discuss is Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Oh, that was an unbelievable speech last night. And afterwards, I'd have to say, like, Ryan comes out, the first thing he says, home run. Just total home run for that speech. But, you know, it's interesting, Edward, is even the Democrats have come out, even the press have come out and said presidential. I'm CNN headline today was presidential. And even some of their harshest critics that said, you know, during the tribute to the fallen SEAL, that was when the hard left basically realized we have a president. And I think a lot of people woke up the next day, went to bed, and felt comfortable. And the polls indicate tremendous support for the speech. He knocked it out.
He knocked it out. I think in CNN's own poll, 69% approval rating for the speech. But you know, you just made a statement here about the hard left. During that portion of the speech where everyone was giving a standing ovation and clapping for the widow of the Navy SEAL killed in the raid in Yemen, there were two notable exceptions. That being Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Keith Ellison, who sat stone-faced, did not clap and did not get up. That right there.
I would say even one more thing that was disturbing to me. And, you know, I've supported some of Bernie Sanders. Actually, Sanders and Trump had a lot more in common than most people think. And you and I have discussed it a bit. But
I agree.
Sanders sat down about 15 seconds into standing up. And afterwards, he said, well, he didn't like to you know, basically use people as props in speeches. I just thought that was unbelievable. I mean, he did stand, either make a decision, sit down, stand up, but, you know, stand up or, you know, decide something. You know, I thought it was a disgrace what Schultz did, not standing up for that wife who was obviously in so much pain and tears. And I think that was a particular moment that I think will go down in history is perhaps one of the greatest moments of any speech to Congress. We'll be talking about this for years to come.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was a home run, grand slam, really, out of the ballpark. But look, here's the thing. I can understand from a policy perspective if Debbie Watson-Name Schultz and Keith Ellison don't like Trump. I get that part, okay? But to somehow equate that with not supporting the wife, the widow of a Navy SEAL killed in action, to me was reprehensible. It was outrageous. Again, you know, you could have your issues with Trump, but that woman had nothing to do with Trump. So I just thought, you know, that to me showed a lot, Tim, and I think that's going to hurt, frankly, the Democrat Party going forward.
Well, I think the Democrats, you know, I thought the speech was a unifying speech. I mean, if you had, for people who haven't decided on Trump and thought, you know, we're kind of concerned, I think that speech was to America and saying, let's stop this petty argument. So let's get something done in Congress for America. And I thought it played well. You know, I thought perhaps, you know, when he was graded, we talked about his grades that he gave himself as a C+ in messaging. Yeah. Last night, certainly, that raised the bar to an A. The critics were, look, he's short on really specifics and details, but all the speeches that I've seen, you know, whether the State of the Union or the speeches to Congress, they're never getting down into the weeds. They're not going to get into the weeds of every single thing. So I think that's a little bit unfair criticism that he got out of that. But I think people went to bed feeling very, very happy with the direction of the country. And the polls, like I said, certainly show that right now. It was a stunning speech, Edward. Even Hoyer came out. We interviewed Hoyer afterwards, and Ellen interviewed Hoyer, actually. And I was there, and he was talking. Tremendous speech. Now everybody wants to know, can he deliver? And that's what we're going to find out probably in the next few months. If he can get the Republicans to start moving on some of these things that he wants to get done, I think there's going to be a lot of changes in the country.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think there's going to be a lot of changes in the country. There's going to be a lot of changes in D.C. specifically. There's going to be a lot of changes in the swamp. But I have to say that for the people that were paying attention throughout the campaign, this was vintage Trump. This was, the themes that he has talked about throughout the campaign. You know, perhaps the media and the Democrats weren't really paying attention. But what I saw was a speech that, he basically was reiterating all the things that he talked about during the campaign. So maybe they just started paying attention. I don't know. But, I guess maybe it was the tone, the way he delivered the speech. But for the people that were listening and that were Trump supporters, this was nothing new. Apparently, it's almost as if the media has now discovered Trump and discovered his messaging.
Well, I think it was nothing new to Trump supporters, but it was a reboot for those people sitting on the fence wondering, you know, who is this president? And I think it was a reboot for him. But I got to tell you, in contrast, you watched the response from the governor, the former governor. I thought that was just an unbelievably poor scripted speech, again, not understanding, you know, Obamacare and what it's done to this country in terms of actually people losing jobs, actual people not having their doctor's choices. And, you know, it's helped some people, but it's hurt a lot more people. And I keep saying this, the Democrats keep criticizing Donald Trump, Republicans, where's the plan to repeal it? Well, the Democrats know there are issues with Obamacare. Where's their plan to fix it? You know, they don't even have one. The Republicans I've seen have some plans and some proposals out there right now, but I haven't seen one from the left on this. But I don't know. What did you think of that response speech?
I thought it was so lame. The fact that here's a guy that's not even in politics anymore. He's the former governor. I thought from an optics standpoint, it was all a bunch of old white dudes. Okay, I mean, again, I know that they're trying to move towards more inclusiveness, and I didn't think that looked inclusive. And I think they just put him up there to make the case for Obamacare, and I think it failed miserably. That's just my quick analysis of it. I could get into it further, but that's just kind of what I thought initially.
Well, Well, I've always said that if Spicer wanted to do something, he goes to the White House briefing and asks everybody to raise their hand who has Obamacare. Not one person's going to raise their hand. And that way you can understand. I mean, I don't know why Donald Trump doesn't even do that when he holds a White House press conference. All right, who has Obamacare right now? Not one person. And yet the press is telling people what Obamacare is about. You know, and look, I'm very familiar with it because I have kids and so forth. So I know, you know, it's just not working. So, and we've talked about that extensively. So,
yeah. That's a great point, Tim. That's a great point. In fact, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to use that because that's absolutely. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, I had way back when, but you're absolutely right. None of these people, none of the media, none of the people that are in Capitol Hill, pretty much nobody, probably nobody that they know has Obama.
Yeah. No, and then one last thing: the market is unbelievable. Again, it is responding favorably. This is a record high. I think our last I looked is over 21,000. It's unbelievable what's happening. And I got to tell you, I was watching MSNBC. Don't ask me why this morning, but they credited Obama for the market.
I love it. You know what that's called, Tim? That's called winning. Winning. All right, thanks for coming on the show, buddy. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News, the madness and the mayhem, and yes, the manhood returns in a moment. Don't go anywhere. I mean it. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.